it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And every day, of course. So thank you for joining us on the show. I was going to tell you, you know, the entire time that we've been talking about this shutdown and Bernie's yelling and AOC's yelling and everybody's yelling. One of the things that I thought was an interesting way to look at this is why ending this is so hard right now. Like, why is this so difficult? Democrats and Republicans both feel they have the upper hand. And that's the problem right now. Is that Democrats believe that this is helping them politically. They really do. They think it's helping them politically speaking. So they're not in any rush now to end this. In fact, after they voted again to keep the government shut down, they all walked out and they blamed Republicans on this. The House passed the short-term funding bill. No Democrats helped, of course. And then now the Senate, they need 60 votes to advance the legislation. House Speaker Mike Johnson again said, not a good day, not a good day across America. But the Democrats think that they're winning. That's the thing. I mean, the Democrats think they're winning on this. I don't see it. I really don't. I don't see it. Maybe I'm too close to this. I don't know. Angus King, Democrat from Maine. Well, he's an independent, but he caucuses with Democrats. So as far as I'm concerned, just like Bernie, that makes you a Democrat. He says, I think the problem right now is that both sides think they're winning. And the Democrats at this point feel like they're getting a lot of oxygen and they're getting a lot of attention. Democrats say that they are comfortable with their message that there is a pending health care crisis. But here's the thing that you got to realize about this right now. The issue of giving illegal immigrants health care, that's an issue you can't get away from. In fact, Sandy from Yorktown Heights was asked about that. And Sandy was asked flat out, you know, do you want to give health care to illegal immigrants? And that's what the Republicans have been saying. They've been saying this over and over again. You know, we're not going to do this. We're not going to give health care to illegal immigrants. We're not doing this. And they're saying that this is a big reason for why the Democrats want to keep the government shut down. So she was asked this question as she was doing the town hall last night on CNN with Bernie, who was, of course, yelling and mansplaining for her. And the question that was asked by Caitlin Collins, this is cut number 11 now. Do you think undocumented immigrants should have access to federally funded health care? Do you think that? Because that is, again, the big sticking point right now that it seems to be, at least what Democrats are betting the ranch on here. Cut number 11.
Can I ask you on this to follow up? Because you said that it is federal law that people, undocumented immigrants, can't get Medicare, Medicaid, the Obamacare subsidies. Do you believe that should be the law, though? Or do you think undocumented immigrants should have access to federally funded health care?
You know, I believe personally that health care is a human right. I believe that every person should be able to go to the doctor. But I believe that right now, federal law is the federal law. And that absolutely, you know, that U.S. citizens and people who pay into our programs deserve to be covered by these programs. And I mean, once again, I do believe that the federal laws that we have on the books are appropriate.
But if
the
you
right
could
ones
choose,
do
you believe that that should be changed?
Pardon?
If you could choose, do you believe that the federal law should be changed?
I don't. I believe in a single payer health care system where if you go in and you need a doctor, you can get the medical attention that you need.
Okay, let me just
jump in and save my friend who's floundering here. The answer is yes. She does believe that illegal immigrants should get health care, obviously, because otherwise she would turn around and say no. But she doesn't say no. She dodges and she dances and she dodges and dances again until Bernie has to jump in again and save her again. But he got wrecked after an audience member pointed out the hypocrisy of Democrats on this issue. This is cut number 13 from CNN Town Hall, Shut Down America with Caitlin Collins. Take a listen.
How do you think this shutdown reflects on Chuck Schumer's leadership?
Well, I think it reflects more on Mike Johnson's leadership and President Trump's leadership. This is a leadership which said it's okay to give a trillion. Well, how do you feel? You tell me. Think it's a good idea to give $1 trillion in tax breaks to the richest people in the country and then make massive cuts to health care for working class people?
I think Chuck Schumer has voted for continuing resolutions 13 times in the last 4 years, and he has the opportunity to vote for one again, but he's refusing to come to the table.
I think, look.
Don't bring up facts here. Don't bring up the fact that Chuck Schumer has always done that before, but why isn't he? And it's because AOC obviously wants to be on the side of giving health care to illegal immigrants. So they're not making this up. It's just the way it is. It's kind of funny to me that, you know, we're having this conversation about a shutdown, and they ask her the question, and instead of her just even just lying and saying, no, absolutely not, and Republicans are lying when they say that that's what this is about, just dances and hems and haws. You know what I mean? Dances and hems and haws on this. Now, she wants to run for U.S. Senate, probably primary Chuck Schumer. The question really also is, what's next for her? What's next for Sandy from Yorktown Heights' ambition? What's next for Gavin Newsom's ambition as he vetoes reparation bills in California? Did you know that? Yeah, Gavin the Hare Newsom vetoed bills in California that would give reparations. Now, what's that about? Is that Gavin Newsom trying to appear like he's some sort of a sensible, moderate Democrat? Is that now the lane that his hair is going to pivot to with its gigantic, massive carbon footprint because of all the oil he has in it? Is that what it is? Well, if that's what he wants to do, it would probably be a good move, because I think the crazy lane is occupied right now by people like Jasmine Crockett and others. I think this is the bigger problem that Democrats have.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jasmine Crockett in particular is so freaking nuts. Oh, did you hear her latest conspiracy theory about Trump? That Trump now is basically, he's had a stroke or something, or is having a stroke. Or well, cut 21, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, take a listen.
There is something happening, and this is based on what actual medical professionals have told me. Mentally as well as physically. And then after they put out their report of his most recent physical, it has only led those on the medicinal side to think for sure that he had a stroke. There are people that are theorizing, because I think within 4 to 6 weeks of one of these incidents, you have to go in and you have to get imaging and things like that, which is something they can't do at the White House, which would require them to get him over to Walter Reed. So we are asking the serious probing questions, because mental as well as physical fitness are things that the American people are supposed to be made aware of when you are serving at the helm. So as much as I make fun of Kankles, it is very serious, and we need to know.
Making fun of Kankles. Okay. Now, medicinal, I think she's using a lot of medicinal drugs, but I'm just, you know, that's just a side point there. Stephen A. Smith was not happy with Jasmine Crockett over how disrespectful she was to Trump. This is cut 22. Take a listen.
Let me tell you what gets me annoyed. And I hope Jasmine Crockett is listening to this. By the way, she's welcome on the show. When you go on national television and you calling the president of the United States out of his name, and you're being all disrespectful, as a representative in this country, do you believe the citizens of Texas sent you there to do that? They don't like him either. I'm talking about those who voted for her in all likelihood. But because he is who he is and he is in that position, they expect you to go to Capitol Hill and figure out a way to maneuver yourself through that terrain to work in a fashion that's going to facilitate getting things done on behalf of your constituents. That's your job. That's your job. Excuse my language on Sirius XM, but it ain't your job to say he ain't worth a damn. That's not your job. Anybody can do that. You're supposed to be figuring out a way to get things done.
Now, he's very fired up over this. It's kind of his whole thing. But ex-MSNBC host Tiffany Cross, or MS Now, I want to make sure we're using that correctly, he's MS Now, was not happy after Stephen A. Smith slammed Jasmine Crockett for the constant disrespecting of the President of the United States. This is Cut 23.
It's so disheartening to me. It's frustrating, one, because anytime we speak on this, it's like we, you know, man haters and all this. But I feel such confidence in black men. I've never bought into the idea that all these black men are voting for Trump. Like, they vote overwhelmingly Democrat. We're pretty much in line with each other. What you all are saying is no, they are, and the data shows that there have been inroads among black men. I want to ask why. Because it is frustrating to me, and it feels heartbreaking, to be honest, because we are impacted by this system as well. It's not a matter of who's impacted worse. We're impacted differently. We sit at the intersection of being black and being women. And so when men are frustrated with this system, it feels like they fight us. You know, and I would put Stephen A. Smith in that category, too. I'm mad at y'all for having joy. I'm mad at y'all for having success. I'm mad at y'all for surpassing us on college campuses. And so it's a small sect of men that are so angry and hurt that they're willing to align with the people who oppress us. What am I getting wrong? Because if you listen to Stephen A. Smith and you find anything other than some absolute, pure, self-hating, little energy nonsense from that half-witted idiot basking in the non-existent rays of his own ignorance, it is sad to me that he even gets an audience of black men. Why aren't black men right now saying, "F*** Stephen A. Smith, we banning him, we not listening to his podcast, we're not watching his show anymore"? That's what black women do. We organize. Yeah,
but you asked the question why.
Yes, tell me why.
Now, I'll answer the question, because not every black man thinks exactly the same. I don't understand how Democrats can't figure this out. I really don't. It's like Obama the other day lecturing Latino men. I don't know when the time's going to come when they're finally going to realize, hey, just because you're black doesn't mean you think like every other person who's black. Like, maybe a lot of black men support Trump because they like his policies. Maybe a lot of Latino men support Trump because they like his policies, or they like certain policies, maybe not all the policies, maybe they like some of them. But they see, that's the thing. I don't suggest that all white guys should be voting for Trump. I know there are a lot of white guys who didn't. They're called beta males for Kamala. But my point is, I don't expect that every white person is supposed to vote the same way. The left keeps doing that, though. Do you notice that? And then the minute that you don't, the minute that if you're a black guy and you support Trump, or you're Latino and you support Trump, or then you're a race betrayer. You're betraying your race. You're betraying your own people. It's just so condescending, isn't it? It's so condescending. Like, hey, you're a certain race. You're a certain skin color. Therefore, you have to think this way. You have to act this way. And if you don't, then it's little D energy coming out of you and blah, blah. Yeah. Like, when are you going to get the memo that not everybody who is the same race, the same color, the same, thinks exactly the same way? The Democrats have been doing this forever, putting people in boxes like they're crayons and assuming that everybody in that ethnicity thinks exactly the same. Hey, let them keep doing it. I mean, black men voted for Trump in record numbers. Hispanic men voted for Trump in record numbers. In New Jersey right now, Mikey Sherrill is not doing well at all with black male voters. Jack Chiarelli is winning with Latino voters. I'm sure that if you were to break down that group, there's various different reasons for that. Some may like education. Some may like his position on taxes. Some may like his position on energy. There might be black men who actually like Jack's position on energy But you, if you listen to these Democrats like Tiffany Cross and others, that's not even a factor. They only vote on one thing, and that's them being black, and that's it. You can't be a black man and think, oh, I want lower energy bills, and I think Jack Chiarelli's the guy who's going to do that for me. Or I'm a black guy, and I think, you know what, he's going to get woke out of school so my kids don't have to be indoctrinated, and some little boy doesn't come into school and everybody has to pretend like he's a girl. Like, imagine if I can think about something other than my race when I go vote. The fact that they keep making that argument, people like Tiffany Cross and Barack Obama and these others, is why they keep losing. Kamala Harris says the same thing. I mean, don't forget when Obama lectured the brothers, for not supporting Kamala Harris because they were sexist. Not maybe she just wasn't giving them policy positions that many of them agreed with. No, it's only that they're race betrayers and they're sexist. It's just so silly. It really is so stupid. But hey, keep going with it. Keep going with it. And on the subject of energy, by the way, the rest of the world is following America's retreat on electric vehicles. That's right. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Have you made your appointment yet to get a free implant consultation? If not, what are you waiting for? For 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been the guy that other dentists send their patients to. VeneriaDental.com. Canada, the UK, and the EU have all backed off electric vehicle targets as economic reality sets in, and even China is showing cracks in the armor on electric vehicles. That's right. Prime Minister Mark Carney of Canada, who is not Justin Trudeau, who, by the way, has been seen now making out with Katy Perry on a boat, which is just creepy and ugh. And I know that's Matt DeSantis' favorite story because he loves all things Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry. So you love that story, don't you, DeSantis? It's your favorite.
I don't love the story. I don't hate the story. I do find it interesting, though.
Ugh. She does not look good. I'm sorry. She does not look good.
No,
not next to him, anyway.
Well, we saw her at the DNC convention that one time without the makeup on and looked way different than she does on TV.
She looks very different than she does on TV. And I feel like those pictures are all staged to make him look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I don't know why they had to publish pictures of those two making out on a boat. Nobody wanted to see that. You could have just told me. I didn't need the actual, photographic evidence. I would have taken your word for it. Just type up a sentence, post it on the internet. That's all I needed.
You don't even need to do that, in my opinion. I think even that's going too far. You know, as I think about everything, I think even that's a bridge too far for everybody. Oh, hey, Kathy Griffin's back. I didn't realize that. She's back with another Nazi comparison. Did you know that?
Yeah, she's a real delight.
Yeah, well, let me get into that. Let me first tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop. I do have some cringeworthy audio that I got to share with you. That and also Bette Midler singing to Stephen Colbert. But first, Bob's Little Sports Shop, you know, they're not just about selling firearms. They're a full-service shop with years of experience and a commitment to helping customers become safe, responsible gun owners. Now, Bob's also offers renewal certifications and NJ State hunting licenses and permits. That's right. Make sure your license and your permits are current and up to date. That's what Bob's will do. They'll help you with that. You're gearing up for hunting season. You're also going to want to stock up on equipment. Bob's Little Sports Shop has the brand new Benelli in stock, along with a wide variety of scopes and optics for every gun. Stop by Bob's for all your hunting needs. Of course, no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises at Bob's. Not that I think he would bring that, but, you know. Just go to BobsLittleSportsShop.com. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. They've been there 60 years. Family-owned business. Small business with a great range. Classes coming up, including the Ladies Only Shooting Day, October 25th. So, ladies, become a responsible, safe gun owner. Or if you're an experienced shooter, bring some friends and make a day of it. You'll have a lot of fun. Just go to BobsLittleSportsShop.com right now and sign up. They've got lots of classes, NRA-certified range safety officers and instructors. You'll have a great time. The absolute best selection of firearms anywhere. I love Bob's. I'm honored that they sponsor the show. And with hunting season coming up, think about all of the great gear you'll need and stop into Bob's today and stock up. Go to BobsLittleSportsShop.com. Bob's Little Sports Shop. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So China giving money to Abigail Spanberger and Mikey Sherrill. Apparently Johnny is confused, so let me make this very, very clear. I wholeheartedly endorse Winsome Earl Sears for governor of Virginia. I thought that was kind of understood. But in case anyone was doubting that or thinking that I was in some way, shape, or form hoping that Abigail Spanberger wins, let me make it clear. I hope Winsome Earl Sears wins that race for governor. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, as I mentioned to you the other day, Spanberger and Mikey Sherrill both took a lot of money from this Chinese-linked businessman who's linked to the Chinese Communist Party. Abigail Spanberger, who I'm not backing for governor of Virginia, as if that needed to be said, she took $50,000 from this Chinese Communist Party member and EV tycoon. Mikey Sherrill took $65,000 in various different ways, including personal contributions and also through her PAC. In case you also don't know, I'm backing Jack Cittarelli for governor. If there was any confusion over that race either, I apologize if that wasn't clear. But apparently these things need to be said, so let me make it very clear. I'm backing Jack Cittarelli for governor of New Jersey.
Wait, you're backing Cittarelli? Hold on, I got to change the podcast title. I was confused.
I've thought about it long and hard, and okay. I think he's got my vote. Subject to change, of course, I may vote for Jack Cittarelli instead of Jack Cittarelli, but at the moment, I'm leaning towards Jack Cittarelli for governor. I might write in Jack Cittarelli, though, if I may, you know what I'm saying? But, in case there was any confusion, I live in New Jersey, so I'll be voting for, let me check my notes here, Jack Cittarelli. Okay. Now, I don't live in Virginia. If I did, I vacation there, though. I go to Cape Charles, Virginia, but you can't vote if you just vacation there. I checked. If I did live in Virginia, I would be voting for Winsome Earl Sears for governor, not Abigail Spanberger. Is there any other confusion I should clear up on the show, Matt DeSantis, out of curiosity regarding my political leanings?
Winsome Earl Sears is also a friend of the show. She's been on before. Why would anyone think that you're voting for Spanberger? I'm so confused.
I've literally been on Newsmax with Winsome Earl Sears before she became a candidate. I've been on many times with her before. I've also gone to baseball games with Jack Cittarelli, and I've had him on the show a dozen times and spoken at a rally for him the other day in Wildwood. So I haven't been asked to go to a rally and speak for Winsome Earl Sears' behalf. I'd be happy to. I just don't live there. Happy to make the trip, though. Just, you know, it's like, well, you went to Wildwood. You didn't go to Lynchburg. Well, nobody asked me to go to Lynchburg to speak for Winsome Earl Sears. I'm not just going to show up, just start talking. How weird would that be? Like, who's this guy just standing there giving a speech for Winsome Earl Sears? There's no one even around. I don't understand this. So, and by the way, Jack is also sticking with his legal threat to go after Mikey Sherrill over the opioid accusation. And I think that, you know, she's out of her friggin' mind here, going after him like this and attacking him on this front. It's just it's beyond insane, in my opinion. And doubling down on this at that press conference she had on Monday, and we played the audio for you earlier in the show. But in case you're wondering, this is what she said, doubling down on claims that Jack Cittarelli is complicit in opioid deaths of thousands. And again, for the record, I want to make it very clear, I'm voting for Jack Cittarelli for governor. I don't live in Virginia. I'm not voting for Winston Merle Sears. I don't want to confuse anybody and make them think that I'm voting for her because I'm backing her. I don't live there. If I voted there, I'd be committing a crime. So I want to be clear, although I'm not voting for her, I'm still hoping she wins. Is that maybe cleared up? I don't know. Is that helpful? Because I also don't want to. I don't want to like make anybody think I'm going to go to Virginia, disguise myself, and go in and say I'm like Mitch Eoli, and I'm a resident of, you know, Exton, Virginia, and I'm here to vote on a provisional ballot for. I'm not going to do that. I just, you know, in this day and age, Matt, I feel like you got to clarify these things. You know what I mean?
So I don't know why, but I guess, yeah, I guess you do. People are confused.
Yeah. So again, if you're following at home in the Zeoli Army Home edition of the show, backing Winston Merle Sears, not voting for her, only because technically I can't since I don't live in Virginia. However, question. I am voting. What's that?
I have a question, just for clarity's sake. Yeah. Are you endorsing Ma'am Donnie in New York City? Because there were some people that weren't sure.
I am. Okay, I'm glad you clarified that, too. I'm not backing Mandami for mayor of New York City. Thanks. No, I've called him a kook. I've said he's a commie. I said if he wins, it'd be great for Republicans because it'll expose how nuts the Democrat Party is. But I've also said he'll destroy New York City. So if somebody interprets that as an endorsement of Mandami, I don't know what to tell you other than maybe you're not listening closely enough. Beyond that, I don't know what to say. So, yeah. I'd vote for Curtis Sliwa if I lived in New York. However, I don't live in New York City either. So let me again be very clear. I'm not voting for him. I would, but I can't. And I don't want to go to jail, so I'm not going to. Just like I'm not going to vote for Winston Merle Sears. I would, but I can't, and I'm not going to because I don't want to go to jail. I can only vote in one election for governor or mayor. It would have to be my town, and I don't think they have an election for mayor this time around. And for governor, I can only vote in the state that I live in. That's New Jersey. And for that, I'm backing the guy. I'm going to make sure I'm saying this correctly. Seattle to rally. How do you say that, Matt? How do you pronounce that correctly?
Wait, say it again. I think you were close.
Seattle Reali.
I'm looking at it right now. That looks right. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think phonetically that's probably correct. So anyway, good. Now that we cleared all that up and hopefully there's no more confusion, but feel free to tweet or send an email or call the show if you have any confusion and any questions. We'll be able to try to steer you down the right path there. Here's Democrat Mikey Sherrill, who I'm not voting for, going after Jack Cittarelli again on the ridiculous claim about opioid deaths, cut number one.
I think that Jack is personally responsible for opioid deaths, tens of thousands of opioid deaths in New Jersey.
I think we've laid out the case that Jack is complicit with these opioid, in league with these opioid companies.
So you're no longer saying he killed tens of thousands of New Jersey residents.
I think he is right there with the people that, again, paid billions of dollars. So I think that the line is pretty clear.
Matt, I'm surprised you found this story before Justin, because Justin usually finds all the good music stories for us first. And that's not an insult to you. It's just Justin, you know, usually finds this stuff. But the founding member of KISS just died, 74 years old.
Yeah, I'll admit, I don't really know anything about KISS, but it seemed important, so I sent it your way.
Let me also be clear. I am not voting for Ace Frehley for anything since he's dead. And also not running for anything. I just also feel like I need to clarify that, too. So, KISS founding member Ace Frehley dead at 74 years old. That just happened. So, that just came out. Justin, are you a fan of Kiss? Justin, still there? Did he leave?
Hold on. Can you turn on my thing?
No, I hear you.
Oh, you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a little
bit of Kiss. Now I don't hear you.
Oh, my God. Everything's
going. No, now I hear you.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Justin's research. It's not a day at Odyssey if something's not broken, but I mean, I listen to a bit of Kiss every now and again. You know, I always like to play Detroit Rock City every now and again as a return music. But the reason why I didn't send this is because I saw that he was in the emergency room for a brain bleed, but I didn't know he'd been confirmed dead yet.
Still dead, by the way.
Still dead.
Ace Frehley, still dead. Like Franco, still dead. Brain bleed, that's what happened? Ooh, that sounds...
Yeah, he had fallen at his home, I think last month.
Man. Is he still with the band?
I mean, he was touring with them? They just finished their, like, farewell appearance, like, not too long ago, and he was still with them.
Their 10th farewell tour that they did?
Yeah.
Yeah. The farewell reunion, farewell tour?
The this time is the last time, I swear to God. We needed more money, but this time is it, I swear. I'm not joking this time.
Now, if you want to hear some really good music, Justin, I've got something for you. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, boy. What do you got for me?
Bette Midler singing to Stephen Colbert. Would you like to hear that?
Not really, but what the hell? Let's go for it.
She avoided wishing a plague on his bosses. She did gush over him in the form of a song that included several references to Colbert's Lord of the Rings fandom, as well as President Trump's backside. So this is the kind of late-night entertainment that you're missing by not tuning in to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, you and everybody else in America. You missed this. Cut 26.
So this is what I wrote. But I have to find my note, and I haven't sung in a long time, so I'm.
What note do you need? Do you
need? I need a. If I only knew. I think it's a B flat, but I wouldn't do it. I would go. It must have been cold here at the Late Show, despite the high ratings and awards. You need a gig that's more worthwhile now that you're more in demand than Epstein's file.
Oh, by the way, I'm already done with this song. See the Girl Dance by Crazy Horse. Sean, was that you? Was that your choice?
Yeah, it was.
Well done. Johnny Cook likes that.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. So I'm also endorsing that song along with Jack Citarelli, in case anybody didn't know. I also like that song as well. Well done.
A Neil Young classic.
A Neil Young classic. Well done. So... I guess he says he's referring to Trump refusing to endorse Winsome. He is? I didn't realize that. He doesn't like Winsome Earl Sears? I thought he did, Matt. Is that real? Is that a real thing?
I've never heard that. I can check, but I don't think that's true. I'll double check. I've not heard anything about Trump disliking Winsome Earl Sears. I thought she was like one of the most popular people within the Republican Party.
I thought so, too. But... Okay, well, we'll fact check that. Want to wish Pam a happy birthday again. Jonathan Pam owned Mulligan Shore Bar, which, of course, is one of our must-go-to places. great friends of the station. I've done shows at Mulligan's. Obviously, Dom does a lot of shows at Mulligan's. He was there last Friday. In fact, he had Jack Citarelli on his show to discuss why I'm not backing Jack Citarelli. I'm kidding. So that was at Mulligan's Shore Bar last Friday before our rally in Wildwood, where I got on stage and made it clear to everybody I'm voting for him. But anyway, happy birthday to Pam. Jonathan and Pam, wonderful people. And Pam, hope you have an awesome birthday and enjoy it. And Pam and Johnny Zukowski. Nailed that right there. So great people, great friends, great food there too. Mulligan's is awesome. We'll be back in Cape May on October 31st. We will have our live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. It's going to be our Halloween extravaganza, so you can swing by Mulligan's for lunch first if you want and come to the show. We'll be there from 3 to 7 p.m. and we'll be having a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. And I'll see who I'm... Apparently Trump has not explicitly endorsed her. Okay, I don't know why. That's kind of strange. All right, I'll send the note and tell him that he shouldn't back her. I just assumed he was. Okay. Yeah, she is down in the polls. Maybe that's... Well, he might be able to help with that if he backs her. Maybe he's just waiting.
Yeah. I mean, she was down 17 points, so he may not have viewed an endorsement as necessary because it just didn't seem as though she was even going to contend. But the most recent polls show that she's gained a lot of ground, and she could be down anywhere between 5 and 8 points. So I would think that eventually Trump will make an explicit endorsement.
I hope so.
He's only got, what, 2 weeks?
Endorser as well? Yeah, I mean, right, what's he waiting for, right?
Yeah. Better poll numbers? I don't know.
Maybe I should endorse her as well. I'll think about it. I'm going to think hard on this one, too. All right, well, we beat that bit to death, so I guess we can move on now. I'm still just so grossed out by Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. I had to look at the picture again during the break. I'm like, ooh.
Ew. Why'd you look at it twice?
I don't know. It's like, you know when somebody says, smell this milk, it's bad, and they hand it to you, and like, ooh. Let me smell that again. Oh, yeah, no, that's bad. Like, try this. It's terrible. All right. Oh, God, it's terrible. Why'd you make me try that? I warned you. It's terrible. I know. But then, well, let me one more bite. Yeah, no, that's really bad. I don't know why you need to do that. But anyway, let's have Kathy Griffin give us our daily Nazi reference, because we haven't had a Nazi reference in a day or two. So here's the take your head off, talk your head off with Kathy Griffin. Oh, talk your head off. She was the one who posed with the picture of Trump with his head off, right? The decapitated Trump head.
Yeah,
and then
that's
she
fair.
Apologized for that with tears, and then she named her podcast Talk Your Head Off.
Yep.
I think her apology wasn't very sincere, Matt. I'm going to go on the record with that.
Well, she even references that occurrence in this 90-second clip, so I don't think she's very remorseful.
Mm. All right, we'll take a listen. Go ahead.
People are calling this protest the No King's Day because Trump thinks he's a king. And, you know, he's not. He's barely a president. In fact, guess what? I'm going to say something that's going to get me in trouble. I don't think he won in a free and fair election. You heard me. I'm coming out and saying it myself. I don't care if that means I look crazy, because Elon Musk, who's this other Nazi guy running around town who owns X, and a lot of people think he's a genius, but he's not. He's like a fake genius. Anyway, he's a professional Nazi, in my humble opinion. And
professional.
He's good friends with Trump. And at one point, I don't know if you remember, but he was giving out $1 million checks to people if they would vote for Trump. That's illegal. It's unconstitutional and illegal. So that was happening. And the fact that Trump won all 7 swing states, which has never happened in the history of the U.S., makes it all very suspicious to me. So there I said it. All right, now for some fun pop culture. I went to an award show over the weekend, and it's the first time that I've walked a red carpet since my controversial Kathy Griffin, Donald Trump decapitated head photo, which you can Google very easily. And by the way, it was a Halloween mask. I'm not actually trying to kill anybody. I do make fun of people, though, especially the president. That's called punching up.
And Matt, what's the historical point you wanted to reference, by the way?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot of lunacy spewed in that 90 seconds, but she did say that... She said Trump won all 7 swing states, which has never happened in the history of the U.S. Reagan won 49 states in 1984. So I don't know what she's
right.
talking about.
I don't think that's true.
I think the only state he lost was Minnesota.
It's like he was running against a guy from Minnesota or something. Yeah. You know? I mean.
Also, Talk Your Head Off podcast. I wonder if Odyssey's going to buy that at some point.
Probably. It'll go right next to the C Word podcast. Be a great 1-2 punch in your man jewels. You know what I mean? 1-2 punch right in the family jewels. The Talk Your Head Off podcast followed by the C Word. Right there. And then just completely just chop your schwanz off and you'll be good. You know what I mean? By the way, for the record, I didn't vote for Reagan in 1984 because I wasn't old enough to vote, but had I been able to, I would have also voted for Reagan in 1984. In case there's any confusion, I would have voted for him in both 1980 and 84 had I been legally allowed to. I feel like I have to clarify all this stuff now. So I did vote for Reagan in 1980. My dad let me push the, you know, back when we had those lever things in the machine. So I did get to do that. But you know, so maybe my dad's vote didn't count. So maybe Reagan really didn't win 49 states because it was election interference by me. So
I'd like to believe that somewhere Walter Mondale is listening and is devastated to learn that you didn't back his candidacy in 84.
I wonder if Walter Mondale or his people are looking now to challenge the results of the 1980 presidential election based on the fact that I voted.
Stop the steal.
I'm just saying. You know, could have gone a whole different way. You know, I mean, imagine that. Now they got to hand the presidency to Mondale after all this. Wow, that would be something. Because of me, I mean, you know, and I would say to the Reagan family, I did name my daughter Reagan, so, you know, sorry if I cost your dad the presidency, but name my daughter after you. Except my mother-in-law does not believe that it's named after him. We just picked a generic Reagan name, and we're going with that story at least when she's around. So. Get probably shouldn't broadcast that on the radio. Anyway, all right, listen, we got to run. Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon is up next. In case you're wondering, I'm endorsing that show as well. So tune in to Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. It's a great show, and I'll be back with you Monday. Michael Pelka will be in tomorrow. I'm going to be the MC at the Patriot Gala, honoring our veterans tomorrow. So I will be back with you Monday, but keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Sean, good job today doing the music. Excellent work as you're learning the ropes. Was Justin a good teacher?
Yes.
You're lucky you didn't have to learn from Matt, is all I can tell you. Like Justin did.
Not this time.
Consider yourself lucky, my friend. That's all I can say. All right, have a great rest of your night, and thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.